Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.
All right, today Rory McIlroy missed the cut. It's the second week in a row of the Scottish Open. The Open is next week. Lawrence Donegan is on the line to help us to try and make some sense of what the hell is going on. And so that's my first question, Lawrence. What the hell is going on?
Oh, who knows? According to Rory, he's this close. The golfers always say that, though, don't they? They're always this close. It's hard to pick the bones out of it, really. Probably the best golfer in the world, really, talent-wise. You shouldn't be missing the cut. I mean, you look at Tiger. I don't know how many tournaments he went without missing a cut. That's Rory missed two in a row. I mean, Tiger never really did that until the latter stages of his career. It's a weird one. I mean, looking at his actual game, it looks like a guy who hasn't played a lot. That's the thing. And when you play more, what happens to these guys? When you play a lot more, your game tightens up. You know, your short game tightens up. You'll chip it to 2 feet instead of to 5 foot. You know, he looks like a player who's got that kind of trouble. You know, there's other stuff like his bunker play. I mean, I think he left a bunker shot. I can't remember if 16th or whatever. He left a ball in the bunker with a bunker shot. It's that kind of stuff. He just looks like a guy who needs to play a bit more. There's also the issue of the new equipment. I mean, he's got a whole new set of tailor-made golf clubs, although, I mean, when he changed from his old Titleist clubs to Nike a few years back, that didn't really seem to hinder him. But it's a combination of things. He says he looks pretty close. Probably he's not where he wants to be the week before a major championship, but I wouldn't discount him for next week, that's for sure.
There was a bit of a period of time when the Nike clubs happened where it was like, ooh, and then it just exploded. But there was definitely, maybe in our minds, it has telescoped a little bit, but I remember it being a story. Now, obviously, we work in a sports radio show, so it could have been a story for a week and a half, and yep, it could have disappeared, and we would remember that because it was something that we were talking about as opposed to him just winning. So, how realistic is it that the clubs are part of it, the injury is part of it, there's other stuff going on?
Well, if you go back to the Nike clubs, I think that was 2011, so he changed the Nike clubs at the start of that season. He won two majors by the end of the year, but it was a slow start. I do remember at the time, you know, he was struggling for a few weeks, and it was a story. So, he's just gone to these tailor-made clubs, and it's early days yet, so maybe that is an issue. It's really strange. You think a professional golfer would just be able to hit a ball with anything, really, but these things are finely tuned, these bats. They're not messing about, and it does. You know, the level that they're playing, it's the tiny little margins that makes the difference. So, it is early on the tailor-made club, so that's probably an issue. But as I say, to me, it just looks more like ring rustiness.
Yeah. Well, so there's obviously the injury then feeds into that, and that is like he's out for a period of time when his game is getting fine-tuned and he's competing and he feels like he's in control of the flight of the ball, which obviously just isn't happening at the moment. Like, I guess I never really understand that, right? Because it seems like the practice is the same thing. But we had McGinley on the show last week at the Irish Open, and he was saying, you have the card in your hand, it transforms everything.
Oh, it's massive. Well, even for amateur players, Ger, I mean, it's massive. Because when the pressure's on, it really, and that requires that. Your Tiger was kind of unique. Tiger would play maybe 15 or 16 events a year on the PGA Tour, but he would never be undercooked. That was part of his unique genius. Rory's a genius, I think, but he's not quite at Tiger's level, is he? I mean, nobody was, really. And you just kind of need to play, and you need to experience that the kind of pressure that comes with having a card in your hand. And with the new clubs, you know, it's all that. The only thing is, I'm absolutely reluctant to say he's terrible. Two missed cuts in a row. There's no way that he's going to contend next week at the Open Championship. Because two things: one, he is one of these guys that can just, you know, all of a sudden turn up and it's there. And two, if he reads that, he'll sort of do it just to make you look like a fool. So you just never know with him. But But right now, you would have to say, I mean, he played with, I think he played with Ricky Fowler, didn't he? I mean, Fowler looked like a million times better than he did, that's for sure.
Are we reading too much into the Elkington stuff and that all being part of this too? That, like, you know, over the last period of time, he's become brand Rory. There was the tournament last week. There's all the stuff that goes with that. There's a bunch of new deals. That's a lot of conversations. It's a lot of contracts. It's time with the lawyers. It's time with your advisors. And all of a sudden, you know, you're just away from the practice ground when in 6 months' time those contracts are signed. There is no, there's not just like, there's an update, there's a statement issued, and that's it. There's no meetings about it.
You know, it's kind of interesting. I have a theory on all this. I've always had theories concerning McIlroy. There is a lot going on in his life. But I just wonder, this is a guy who basically left school at the age of 40. I mean, he went to school, you know, for the required amount of time, but basically he was a full-time professional golfer from a very, very early age. And he's a very, very bright guy. And he's 28 years old now. And he might just be a guy who's just interested in the world around him. You know, he went and played golf with Donald Trump simply because he'd seen, there's a Showtime show, a documentary called The Circus, and it was on the American election campaign, and he referenced that in his explanation for playing golf with Trump. He said he was just interested in the circus and wanted to see what it was like. And you just kind of wonder, I think Elkington's an oaf, and he was wrong to say that Rory is bored, but you kind of wonder if Rory's just beginning, you know, he's at that age, he's 28, and I wonder if he's just really interested in the world around him and what's going on around him, and maybe that's maybe grabbing more of his attention than it would say of somebody like kind of Ricky Fowler, who's a nice guy, but he's, you know, has a pretty monochromatic life in the sense that it's all about golf, really. And you just kind of wonder if Rory has got his head up and he's looking at the world and he's interested in the world, and that's a great thing. You know, there was a British politician, Dennis Healey, talked about people having a hinterland outside politics, and he much preferred people like that. And you just kind of wonder if Rory, you know, part of this ongoing thing with Rory is that he's got a hinterland, and he should be credited for that. Again, it's just a theory. I could be entirely wrong. He could tee up next week and go and win the Open, and then go and win. I mean, if he doesn't win the PGA Championship at Quail Hollow, there's got to be something wrong because he owns that golf course. We'll see. But that's my theory, Jared. It could be complete rubbish, but you never know.
His foundation has given £1 million to a children's hospice in Mayo. And, like, I don't think you do that if you don't have a hinterland. I mean, sure, there's people who will bring you a list of projects and you've got to pick one of them. But, like, I don't think it's possible for anybody in their 20s to be thinking about a children's hospice and not be affected by it, particularly when the project might not have gone ahead if it didn't get a boost and if it didn't get the publicity. Like, they need 15 million, I think, and he's given the first one. And, that's definitely a hinterland. That's definitely somebody who is up and looking around. And at the same time, he's really, like, so we saw him coming off the course last week and doing the interviews on Friday, and he was pained. There was real, genuine pain in his face. And he's stuck there and he's pinned and wriggling. And he's facing these questions, and it's very difficult for him because he wants to play in his own tournament at the weekend and his game's not there. So there's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on. But as I say, I think he's a remarkable guy, you know. He could really, that stuff is great. You know, the foundation stuff is fantastic. But, you know, how many, Ian Poulter famously, you know, he just talked about it to his credit. You know, famously thought he'd only ever read one book, and that was about Muhammad Ali. I'm sure you can't say that about Rory McIlroy. I don't know his reading habits, but I'd bet my bottom dollar that he's a pretty avid reader, certainly of sports biographies. You know, I think it's to his credit, you know. And ultimately, I mean, it might not, you know, it might look pretty bad on the golf course just now, not bad, but you know what I mean, relatively.
Yeah.
But in the long run, you know, you look at Jack Nicklaus, he had a real hinterland, Jack Nicklaus. You know, he had tons of other things going on. And that kind of, you know, guys can burn out. If it's all golf all the time, guys can burn out. You know, especially bright guys. And Rory's certainly bright. If you're bright, you know, the monotony of golf, it kind of wears you down in the end. So you've got to have a life and a world outside and beyond golf. And ultimately that will elongate your career. And hopefully that's the case with McIlroy.
Well, the travel is, it seems glamorous to the outside, but, like, you're never home. Oh. There is no actual place that you call home for long periods of time. And when you're at home, there's kind of a guilt that you're not in the tournament that week, that you're not actually playing. So, like, all of that notwithstanding, how does he actually get it back? Or what period of time is a realistic period of time for you to go, that's okay, this is all part of getting back? Or at what point of time do you go, well, he's no longer the person who is going to be the dominant force in world golf that we thought he was going to be?
It is kind of, you know, you'd have to say, looking at, you know, in starkest terms, you'd have to say it's about now. I mean, it's been 3 years since he won a major, since he won at Valhalla. He's really, you know, if he is, I mean, people like me keep on saying he is the man. I mean, he is. He's the most charismatic. I mean, he's a guy when the European Tour, you know, tries to get a new sponsor, the first thing the sponsor says is Rory playing. I mean, that's just it. But, you know, 3 years is a long time to go without winning a major. He's got to really, you know, do it. Or he is, you know, he is going to be considered, well, you know, if you're sitting and having a pub argument and the guy says, well, Dustin Johnson's better than Rory McIlroy, I mean, you might have to concede that argument. But if Rory comes back this year, wins one of the last two majors, then that kind of argument is kind of won again on McIlroy's side. But it's getting to the time, you know. I think that I spoke to Joe before about this. I mean, there is always something injury-wise with Rory. I mean, there's always something niggling or something that's, you know, this whole year has been pretty star-crossed. He's been out for it. He's out at the start of the year after South Africa. There's been a lot of stuff going on, you know, and it's really, you know, we're sort of praising him for being a, you know, being a rounded kind of person. But, you know, in terms of golf, if he wants to be considered the main man, he's really kind of got to step up pretty soon.
In a way, he's kind of, it's to his advantage that nobody in those 3 years has seized the opportunity to become the de facto natural successor to Tiger, and not that they're going to go and win as many majors as Tiger, but just to be the single individual who everybody goes, ooh, like it looked like Jordan Spieth was going to be that person, and he's had his own difficulties. Dustin Johnson has managed somehow to not capitalize on the fact that he's so much better than everybody else over this period of time to rack up a bunch of majors. So like, it's not like we haven't noticed, but it's almost like it hasn't been as serious as if one of those guys had come up, and you would clearly say there's a giant insurmountable gap between the world's number one player and McIlroy. So it's pretty easy for him to get back to that standard in everybody's mind and to be the person that everybody looks to at the start of the week. And maybe he can take some inspiration from Padraig Harrington, who's going to be going out in the final pairing tomorrow.
Unbelievable, isn't he? He's just a great player, though. He's always been a great player. I mean, I don't know if you've noticed this week the stuff with the new swing that a lot of people are talking about. They're kind of calling it abbreviated Happy Gilmore. But the thing is, he's just a great, he's one of these guys, he could swing any way you like and he'd still be a great player. Great short game, great work ethic, a guy that, you know, really loves the game. You know, he absolutely loves golf, loves thinking about it, loves talking about it, loves playing it, and that keeps you going for a very, very long time. I tell you what, I don't know, you know, those of us who were there when he won at Birkdale, you know, he likes that place. And next week, there's going to be a lot of attention on him. But again, he's never been a guy who's kind of shirked attention.
No,
he could really do something next week as well.
He likes it.
Brilliant player.
Absolutely, great to have you with us, Lawrence. Thanks a million, man.
Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.